This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch ha'baim. Masechta Nazir, Daf Vav. Of course, we're dealing with the Machloikes, Rav Masna and Bar Pada, regarding the source for Stam Naziros Shloshim Yom, where Rav Masna learns it out from Yia. Last week we spoke out from the Ramah, Yia, that really the Nazir currently is a Choyte. Kadosh is Yia. Right now he's in an imbalance. He formerly had become too enticed by Yayin, so he was on one extreme. To counteract that, he has to go to another extreme. So right now he's a Choyte, but his Kedusha will be Yia when he balances himself out. Now, according to Rav Masna, Rav Masna subscribes to the principle of Miktsas Hayom Kekulai. Bar Pada does not subscribe to the principle of Miktsas Hayom Kekulai. The Gemara on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph brought the following Mishnah. Tnan, Misha Amar, Harini Nazir, Nitma Yom Shloshim, Soysar Asakal. Someone who says, I'm a Nazir for 30 days. If someone says Harini Nazir, Stam Naziros, he did not qualify, he did not say further, he just said Harini Nazir. So if he becomes Tamei on the 30th day, he's Soyser everything. The Gemara said, Bishlam al Rav Masna, it comes out good. But according to Bar Pada, it's a question. Just Agav Orcha, and this is not the topic we're going to do today, but it's kedai to speak it out. Tosfos asks, what's the Bishlama according to Rav Masna? Because it's true according to Rav Masna, you need 30 days, but also Miktsas Hayom Kekulai. So Miktsas Hayom Kekulai, why if you became Tamei on the 30th day, is it Soyser everything? Okay? Tosfos asks, I want to read it inside, V'kasha l'Rav Masna minicha, is it good according to Rav Masna? Haminan le'el, we said earlier, l'Rav Masna aliba de Tanakama, that according to Rav Masna, in the view of the Tanakama, the Miktsas Hayom Kekulai, Imkein ki asa Miktsas Yom, when you do part of the day, Nishlam Yom Nazirusa, your Nazirus is complete, V'lo Yistar Elazayin, it should only disrupt 7 days. In other words, why? Just like in Bar Pada, it's questioned because you did 29 days, in Rav Masna, it should be a question also because all you need to do is 30 and a bit. To which Tosfos answers, V'yeshloi, Marki Amrinon, Miktsas Hayom Kekulai. When do we say Miktsas Hayom Kekulai? Hainu L'inyin Tiglachas V'havas Karbonosav. That's regarding shaving and bringing karbonos. Dim Gilach B'yom Shloshim. If you shaved on the 30th day, B'diyavad Yatza. Your Yotze B'diyavad, Imloi Nitma, if you didn't become Tamei. When do we say Miktsas Hayom Kekulai? That's if you did not shave on the 30th day. So, when do we say Miktsas Hayom Kekulai? That's if you shaved or brought your karbonos on the 30th day, that b'di'evet, your yotze, if you didn't become Tamei. But Tosfos says, Avalam Nitma B'yom Shloshim, if you became Tamei on the 30th day, Koidem Teglachas, before you shaved, V'avas Karbonosav, Loi Amrinan Miktsas Hayom Kekulai, we don't say Miktsas Hayom Kekulai, Lahachshiv Kenitma B'yom Shloshim, V'echad, that it should be considered like you became Tamei on the 31st day. In the world of Rav Masna, becoming Tamei on day 30 is not like becoming Tamei on day 31. Ela vadai nitma nizrai, but rather, definitely, his nizirus is Tamei. V'soyser hakol, and he uproots everything. Kiman dolai hishlim, kol nizirusav b'tahara, since he did not complete his nizirus in purity. Okay, that's a very important Yisai Tosfos is saying, that even though Rav Masna subscribes to Miktsas Hayom Kekulai, that's only regarding that shaving and bringing the Karbonos works. But if you became Tamei before, we do not say Miktsas Hayom Kekulai to consider it as if you shaved and brought your Karbonos on day 31. Tosfos then asks, later on in the parak we say, if somebody says, I'm a Nazir for 100 days, if you became Tamei on the 100th day, you're soyser everything. if you become tummy on day 101, you soyser 30 days. Why are you soyser 30 days on day 31? On day 101, you definitely were mashim your nazirus, even according to a masna. It should only be 7 days. To which Tosfos says that if you became tamei on day 101, the reason why you're soyser 30 days is because even though you finished your neder, midrabanan, you have to do 30 days. Day 101, which is the day of bring your karbanos, we're goyzer atu yom shloshim. Okay, gzeir drabanan. I just want to point out, the Rambam has a completely different approach to the sugya. This is not the topic I want to do today, but I want to come back to Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos wants to know, what's the bishlama in Rav Masna? Why, if you became tamei on day 30, is it soyser everything? Mikzas hayom kakulai. So Tosfos says, we don't say mikzas hayom kakulai regarding this. The Rambam says we do. We do say mikzas hayom kakulai. And technically, you did your 30 days of Naziras. But there's a separate din. The din is, like we're going to see, there's a Gzeiras HaKosov, that if you become Tamei on the final day of the Naziras, you must serve 30 days. So it's not Soyseret. It's now you have a Chiyuv independently to do another 30 days. Technically, you're a Mashlim here, Naziras. Now there's a din that if you became Tamei, B'yayim, Melois Yemei Nizrai, you need to do 30 days. Fine. But the topic I want to do is the Briskarav. Because Barpada now turns the tables, and Barpada says, Amar l'cha Barpada ima seifa, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, if you became Tamei on day 30, Einoi soyser ela shiva. It only disrupts 7 days, which l'chayra means the Naziris is 29 days. And why do we now have to wait 7 days? It's because stam, you're tamei. Isal kedaitach shloishim, you know, if you need 30 days, nister kulu, the whole thing should be unraveled. So therefore, Rabbi Elezer proves that stam Naziris is 29 days. And Rav Masna defends himself by saying, Kasava Rabbi Elezer, Mikzas Hayom Kukulai, that Rabbi Elezer holds Taka, we do say Mikzas Hayom Kukulai, even regarding the 30th day, that even though you became Tummy before bringing the Karbanos, you did do 30 days. You did do 30 days. Rabbi Elezer holds Mikzas Hayom Kukulai, and therefore, you're only soyser 7 days. So in other words, Barpada would say you're only soyser 7 days because really your Naziris is 100% complete. You did a full 29 days. The only reason you have to do 7 days is because you're tamei, so you can't touch your karbanos. By the way, the Rush asks, so what? So send it betuma. Someone who's tamei could always send his carbon. The Rush answers that carbon Naziris is different because you have to actually touch it. The blood is being sprinkled on your hands. So according to Barpada, the fact that it's only soyser 7 days is beautiful, because the Naziris is complete, and now you just have to wait until you're tahar. And Rav Masna would say that the Naziris is also complete because we do subscribe to Mikzas Hayom Kukulai. Okay, here's the $1 million question. I was wondering about this, and I'm happy the Briskarav spoke this out, because he articulated what maybe I thought in my heart, but I wasn't able to bring to the forefront. Namely, why does the way I would present it is, what does Rebbe Lezer mean? Einoi soyser ela shiva. It only is soyser seven. It's not soyser anything. There's no stira. It's not being unraveled. It's not being demolished. The Naziris is intact. It was completely fulfilled. It was completely observed. There's nothing lacking. Nothing is undone about the Naziris. It's just the din. There's no way to bring a carbon if you're a tamei because we have to sprinkle it on your hands. So why would Rebbe Lezer use a lashon enoy soiser ela shiva? What do you mean enoy soiser ela shiva? It's not soiser anything. There's no steer at all. So you hear the shaila? The way I'm asking the shaila is, why does Rebbe Lezer say that if you became Tameh on day 30, it only is Soisar 7 days? It's not undoing any of the Naziris. None of the Naziris is being undone. It's completely fulfilled. The only thing that's happening is you're delayed 7 days because you can't bring your carbon because you're Tameh. So I want to show you the following chakira. The copies are courtesy of Reb Sion Donishred, because I got to get my hands on the Chidushi Agriz on Nazir. Gemara, Ema Sefer, Blazer, Omer, Inosese, Ela Shiva. The Griz has a chakira. The chakira is the pshat, nothing is undone. It's just you're delayed 7 days. Or is there an element where the Naziris is being demolished? Says the Gemara, says the Griz, Ema Sefer, Blazer, Omer, Inosese, Ela Shiva. Hine be'ikr plukta Reb Lezer v'Rabbanan, de Reb Lezer sover del achar malois soyser zayin. He brings... uveperish Rashi mevi beis perushim, de Reb Lezer achar malois megaleach tiglachas tuma, ubar kochach de mevi gam karben tuma al tuma shal achar malois, the carbon tuma loy tali klal be stiras. 1 second. I don't know if you see what I'm showing you.
No, we can't see it.
Okay. Be stiras minyanai. Vesoyser de kamar. When it says soisar, hainu del achar shemegaleach tiglachas tuma soisar zayin yom mishum tiglachas ustiras hazayin hu mishum tiglachas tuma oid perosh kipshuta de soisar zayin ad sheyitar v'oz mevi karben tahara v'chin parshu b'toisvus. That's what we saw in Toisvus. Toisvus learns that where's Tysus? Does Tysus explain this? On Vav Amud Aleph, about 6 lines from the bottom, Taisa says, "V'chinitma b'yam lamed soyser mia zayin she'in yachal havi karmanoisav ad she'yeter mitamazu she'tzarach lahazo shlishi ushvi lahavi karmanoisav etara v'haynu soyser shiva." Soyser shiva means she'aser lishtois b'yayin ulatami lemesim ad she'yavi karmanoisav. But there's no real unraveling done. Look at the lashon of the Griz. V'yesh lachgar hadil Reb Lezer. Soyser Zayin Hehimu Mishum Hadin the Sarch Lios Karbanos Betahara? Is it just a din? The Karbanos have to be in purity. Chumay de Rabbanan, just like in the Rabbanan, Benitma La'achar Shenizrak Alav Echamin Hadamim. Let's say you became Tamei after they spilled some of the blood. They know Soyser Klum. Nothing is unraveled. But when we call Makum Einu Mevi Shara Karbanos, you still can't bring the other Karbanos. So maybe in Rebbe Lezer also, when it says it's Soyser Zayin, it's not Midin Stira. It's just that it happens to be you can't bring Karbanos unless you're Tahar, and therefore you need to wait 7 days. Or is it a Din Stira? The question is, see, I was taking the language of the Gemara always bothered me. What do you mean it's Soyser Zayin? It's not Soyser anything. In the world of Rebbe Elazar, you completed 29 days. You became tamei the 30th day. Great. That just is ma'akev you from bringing karbanos. But there's no element of stira. And the Brisker Rav brings a raya. No. There is stira, which that makes me happy because that makes the language to me correct. That makes the language accurate because the Brisker Rav brings a raya from the Mishnah later on. Let's see. The Mishnah later on says like this. Let's say you brought one of the karbanos and then you became tamei. You need to wait 7 days and be makrif all the karbanos. Wait a second, says the Brisker Rav. If tumah is only ma'akev you from being in karbanos, but it actually doesn't undo and demolish anything, then why would you have to bring the first karban? Meaning the fact that in the world of Rebbe Elazar, after you bring one karban, then you become tameh, you need to go and do all the karbanos, that means vis-a-vis the bringing of the karbanos, it's soiser the havas karbanos of. There's a din stiras zayin. It undoes the naziros. It's not undoing the yamim, but it's undoing the havas karbanos. Says the Brisker Rav, "Venir dezem mavur mitaycha mishnah lekaman misha nizrak olav echad menad damim v'nitma Rebbe Elazar oimer soiser es hakol umefarshinan b'gemara." We explain in the Gemara the soiser karbanos. That's what your soiser karbanos. Hainu the af carbon shehevi, namely, even the carbon you brought, loy also loy, v'sarach lavi gimel behemes mechadash. V'neima d'Rebbe Elazar in kan din shel stira shel zayin, if there's no din stira at all, and the only reason you have to wait 7 days is mishum shi di avshar loy lahavi carbonis betumah, d'chein adin b'carbonis nazir, d'kabed rachman alviya betara, then why is it soyser, the carbon that you already brought? Why doesn't the carbon you brought work? Because that carbon you did bring b'tahara. There's something being demolished. Even though your period of nazirus was fulfilled, the din of bringing karbanos is still incumbent upon you. And Rebbe Elazar holds that if you became tamei after malois soyser naziros, that if you became tamei after the fulfillment, it's soyser the naziros legabe bringing the karbanos. And the din stira 7 days. In other words, I'm very happy with this. Because when I see the lashon of Rebbe Elazar, it's soyser zayin. Soyser zayin to me does not sound like, well, The Naziros is intact, it was fully observed, and now there's just a delay because technically speaking, you can't be makir of the karbanos. That's not what it sounds like. So the Brisker Rav is being medayik from the Mishnah later on that says that if you actually had some of the blood of one of the karbanos sprinkled on you, and then you became tamei, then it's not enough just to be makir of another two karbanos, you have to do all three, that there's a din stira that uproots not the main Naziros, but at least the element of Naziros of Havas karbanos. Again, I just want to clarify, going back to the Gemara's question on Rav Masna, where the Gemara says that according to Rav Masna, we can understand why if you became tamei on day 30, it's soiser everything, which we asked, what about Miktsas Hayom Kekulai? I just want to point out, Tosfos says we don't say Miktsas Hayom Kekulai regarding becoming tamei. And like I pointed out, the Rambam says we would say Miktsas Hayom Kekulai regarding being tuma, becoming tamei. It's just there's a new din, a separate din, that if you become tamei on day 30, we impose on you 30 days of naziros. It's a different approach. Okay, that's something to think about on Daf Vav. Wish everyone a great day, bracha v'hatzlacha, and have a great week. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.